It seems that the United States did not expect that this conflict in Ukraine would turn out to have such painful consequences not only for Washington, but also for other Western countries. While the Ukrainian armed forces continue to lose tens of thousands of soldiers in the hope of capturing at least one more small village, thinking that Russia will soon agree to freeze the conflict and allow the Kyiv authorities to begin rebuilding their destroyed army, the military-industrial complex of the West continues to lose its reputation, which the West so diligently created with the help of propaganda and Hollywood films. The fact is that this conflict in Ukraine has completely destroyed the myth of the superiority of Western weapons. Even Western military experts were forced to admit this fact. A few days ago, a statement was published by the Deputy Executive Director of Kurganmashzavod, Roman Kramov, where he voiced the comments of Russian engineers regarding the captured American infantry fighting vehicle, M2 Bradley. According to him, Russian engineers carefully studied the American infantry fighting vehicle and came to a complete disappointment. It turned out that the M2 Bradley is significantly inferior to its Russian counterpart, the MP3. Surprisingly enough, American military experts from the news portal Defense Post fully agreed with the conclusions of Russian engineers. According to them, the infantry fighting vehicle M2 Bradley has not only a weak 25mm cannon, M242 Bushmaster, but also armor. Even though the manufacturer of the M2 Bradley claims that American infantry fighting vehicles are allegedly equipped with the latest electronics for better combat, experts categorically disagree with this. According to experts, electronics is the weakest side of the American infantry fighting vehicles. The fact is that even with minor damage to the electronic components of the M2 Bradley, this combat vehicle is completely deprived of control and the ability to move. That is why the Russian military managed to capture such a large number of American infantry fighting vehicles in Ukraine. At the same time, speaking about the Russian infantry fighting vehicle BMP-3, experts recognized its complete superiority over the M2 Bradley. The fact is that the Russian BMP-3 is equipped with an automated fire control system and a very powerful 100mm cannon, capable of destroying even heavy tanks. Experts also noted the powerful armor of the BMP-3 and its ability to overcome any water obstacles on the move, while the M2 Bradley needs quite a lot of time to prepare for overcoming a water barrier. The BMP-3 is also able to destroy not only ground targets, but also air targets, even being in the water. This Russian infantry fighting vehicle is also unpretentious in maintenance and able to continue fighting even after serious damages. Moreover, experts also recognize the fact that the BMP-3 is much more effective against heavy tanks. The powerful armament of the BMP-3 allows it to participate in full-fledged tank battles, while the American M2 Bradley has only two anti-tank missiles, TOW-2. Meanwhile, the Dutch analytical website, Oryx, officially stated that since the beginning of the Ukrainian army counteroffensive, the Russians have managed to destroy more than 50 units of American infantry fighting vehicles. At the same time, Dutch experts claim that about 10 units of American infantry fighting vehicles were captured by the Russians as a trophy. Experts also noted that more than 70 units of various NATO equipment fell into the hands of the Russians, including American armored vehicles, Oshkosh MATV, German Leopard tanks, French light tanks, AMX-10RC, Finnish armored personnel carriers, Sisu KH-185, Swedish infantry fighting vehicles, Panzer Bandvagen 501, and CV-9040. Well, my friends, now I hope you understand why the United States is so afraid to send its heavy battle tanks and fighter jets to Ukraine.